This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that India is ready to assist in bringing a peaceful resolution to the Russia-Ukraine conflict, underlining that war will not bring any solution. During his meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Kazan, Mr. Modi reiterated that dialogue and diplomacy is the way forward to achieve resolution of the conflict. Briefing media about the meeting in Kazan, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri informed that Prime Minister Modi briefed President Putin about his engagements with the Ukrainian leadership and noted that India stood ready to contribute in bringing peace to the region. Mr. Misri said that the two leaders also discussed the issue related to the early discharge of the remaining Indian nationals in the Russian army.
With the support of the Russian side, a number of Indian nationals have in recent months been able to return to India. We understand that currently embassy is pursuing around 20 cases with the Russian side, and we very much hope that all of these individuals can be released.
Prime Minister Modi also held a bilateral meeting with Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian on the sidelines of the BRICS summit in Kazan. PM Modi stated that he had a very good meeting with Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian. The two leaders reviewed the full range of relations between their two nations and also discussed ways to deepen ties in futuristic sectors. Replying to a media query, the Foreign Secretary informed that Prime Minister Modi will also hold a bilateral meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the BRICS summit in Kazan today. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres expressed hope that good neighborly relations between India and China will be strengthened following their recent agreement on border de-escalation. During the daily UN briefing on Tuesday, Guterres welcomed any positive engagement between the two nations, emphasizing the importance of enhancing their relationship. Guterres is also said to attend the upcoming BRICS summit. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways, Nitin Gadkari, conducted a review meeting in New Delhi yesterday to assess the progress of key national highway projects in Assam, Sikkim and Mizoram. Mr. Gadkari reviewed the progress of 57 national highway projects spanning over 1,000 kilometers in Assam. The discussion centered on accelerating the pace of mobility infrastructure while ensuring sustainability and cost efficiency. Mr. Gadkari also assessed the progress of 21 national highway projects covering 309 kilometers in Sikkim. The meeting highlighted the urgency of expediting the infrastructure development with a focus on sustainability and cost efficiency. India and Pakistan have agreed to extend the validity of the agreement on Sri Kartarpur Sahib Corridor for a further period of 5 years. The agreement had been signed on 24th of October in 2019 to facilitate the visit of pilgrims from India to Gurudwara Darbar Sahib Kartarpur, Narowal, Pakistan through the Kartarpur Sahib corridor and was valid for a period of 5 years. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that Narendra Modi government will continue to facilitate country's Sikh communities' access to their holy sites. In Kerala, 5 youth were killed when the car in which they were travelling collided head-on with a truck at Kalarikode near Mannarkad in Palakkad district yesterday. Police sources said that 4 died on the spot, while 1 person succumbed to his injuries on the way to the hospital. All the deceased were occupants of the car and the bodies have been kept at the Palakkad district hospital. The present government of Nepal, led by Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, completed its 100 days in office yesterday. Prime Minister Oli assumed office on July 15 this year after taking the oath of office and secrecy at Sheetal Nivas and formed a 22-member Council of Ministers. In hockey, the Indian junior men's team defeated host Malaysia 4-2 in the group stage match of the Sultan of Johor Cup in Malaysia yesterday. India beat Japan 4-2 and Great Britain 6-4 in the first 2 rounds. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.